يا
با اجازه شما ببخشید، با اجازه بس با اجازه. اعوذ بالله من الشیطان الرجیم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. الحمد لله رب العالمین، بارئ الخلائق اجمعین، باعث الانبیاء والمرسلین، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سید البشر و خیر البریه ابو القاسم محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المنتجبين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن مثل عيسى عند الله كمثل آدم، خلقه من تراب ثم قال له كن فيكون، الحق من ربك فلا تكن من الممترين، فمن حاجك فيه من بعد ما تبين له الهدى فقل تعالوا ندعو أبناءنا وأبناءكم ونساءنا ونساءكم وأنفسنا وأنفسكم ثم نبتهل فنجعل لعنة الله على الكاذبين. صدق الله العلي العظيم. I'm probably going to repeat what our dear Mawlana said in Urdu. I repeat in English, of course, not as excellent as his oration and his narration, actually. But inshallah, as best as I can, I will try to somehow put you in the picture of the history of these people who came to the Prophet. It's very important. The people, who are these people coming from Najran? You know Najran, of course. Nowadays we know where Najran is because of this fighting between Saudis, killing the innocent people in Yemen. We know that it's bordering between Yemen and Saudi Arabia, now Najran. In that time, of course, that was part of Yemen. And these people initially were Jews. Initially, they were Jews, and they had a king called Dhu Nawas. And Dhu Nawas was a very, very, very brutal king, just like some of the Muslim kings we have in the area nowadays. Very brutal king. Now, one of the disciples of Jesus came to this area. We don't know which disciple. They say one of the disciples of Jesus, alayhi salam, came to Yemen. And these people in this area of Najran, they believed in him. Dhu Nawas sent someone to them that, why have you turned away from your faith, from Judaism to Christianity? Either you convert back or I kill all of you. Well, of course, they said, we do not convert back. We have found the truth. Jesus has come, has brought us hikmah. You know, the Jews were not lacking a book. The Jews did not lack Sharia. The Jews did not lack practice. What they didn't have in their learnings from the book, they didn't have in their practice, was wisdom, hikmah. And that's why in Surah Zukhruf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when Jesus came to them, he didn't say, I bring you a book. Jesus never brought a book. The Injil was given to Jesus, but we don't know where it is. These books that we have nowadays, we call it the Gospel of the Gospel of Mark or the Gospel of Matthew. These were written by these disciples later on. These are not the Injil given to Jesus. He didn't say, I bring you a book. He didn't say, I bring you Sharia, because they have it. فَلَمَّا جَاءَ إِيسَى بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ قَالَ قَدْ جِئْتُكُمْ بِالْحِكْمَةِ. When Isa came with Bayyinat, with all those clear miracles, he said, I am bringing you hikmah, wisdom. You have book, you have Sharia, you are on the path of Ibrahim, but you don't have wisdom. I bring you wisdom. Now, they said, now we have found our wisdom. We are not going to back to Judaism. He said, okay, I know what to do with you. He went with a huge army to this Najran area. He said to his troops to dig a huge trench and fill it with fire, and took all these people, these Christians, close to that ditch, and said, either you reject Jesus or I throw you in this fire. And of course, it was a very terrible point. Children, women, men, families, they're all there. And there's a very beautiful stories around this, of course, in the books of Tafsir and everything. And he said, okay, whoever rejects is saved. Whoever not is thrown in this fire. And apparently, none of them backed off. And he threw them in the fire. And this is the verse about them. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والسماء ذات البروج واليوم الموعود وشاهد ومشهود. I swear by the witness who was witnessing, the angels, me, others, we were witnessing what they were doing to these people. Sometimes we think that God is not seeing, is not watching. People kill, shed blood and all these things. These Saudis who are killing these Yemeni people, poor Yemeni people, destroying all the infrastructure, whatever they have. Sometimes one says, God, are you not watching? Are you not seeing? What are they doing? Yes, وَشَاهِدًا وَمَشْهُودٍ. I swear by what I witness, and I swear by this witnessing, by myself that I witness. I know what happened. قُتِلَ أَصْحَابُ الْأُخْدُودِ. The people of the trench, they were killed. I know, I was watching, I was seeing all that. النَّارِ ذَاتِ الْوَعْدِ. In that fire. In that fire which was blazing high, I was watching, I was seeing. وَمَا نَقَمُوا مِنْهُمْ. Why were they killed? Had they shed blood? Had they killed anyone? Had they stolen anything? No. وَمَا نَقَمُوا مِنْهُمْ إِلَّا أَن يُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَمِيدِ. Only their only sin was that they believed in God, the mighty, the praised. Here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is coming to support of those Christians in Najran. And then he says, it doesn't last long. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ فَتَنُوا الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَتُوبُوا فَلَهُمْ عَذَابُ جَهَنَّمْ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابُ الْحَرِيقِ. That's enough for them. Let them live in this world. That's enough for them. Now these Christians, of course, he could not uproot them. He could not efface them from the area. And they flourished. Those who remained sought help from the Roman Empire. The Roman Empire came and killed Zunawas and others. So they flourished in their Christianity. They flourished in their Christianity. Why I'm mentioning this history? Because it's very, very telling. It teaches us lessons. Now then these Christians became, of course, very much entrenched in the area. They flourished, became wealthy, and then their Christianity turned into something like Judaism. Something like Judaism. Ceremonies, ceremonials. The wisdom Esau brought was forgotten. Esau was worshipped instead of God being worshipped. And one of these people wanted to attack Mecca, to destroy Kaaba. Who was he? You know his name, Abraha. Abraha. And these people had lots of elephants there. So these Christians tried to come and destroy Kaaba with their elephants. These Christians one day were Ashab al-Ukhdud. They were oppressed. They were the ones who had wisdom. Now they are becoming oppressors. You see, Allah is not relative of any people, any nation. You say, I have converted to Islam. We Muslims should have power. You want to power to do what? You want power to do what? You want power to help others or to oppress others? You want power to oppress others then God is not on your side. Of course, you would call yourself Muslim, whatever. Do you think God is on the side of these Saudis who are killing people? On the side of these ISIS who are killing people? And they call themselves Muslim, they pray. No. As I said, God is لَيْسَ بَيْنَ اللَّهُ وَبَيْنَ أَحَدٍ قَرَابَهُ. There is no relationship between God and anyone. You do good, God is with you. You do evil, God rejects you. Now, these people, these Christians that one day were oppressed and Allah commends them so much in Surah Al-Buruj, now want to come and destroy Kaaba. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألم ترى كيف فعل ربك بأصحاب الفيل. Did you not see what your Lord did to the people of who had elephants, came with elephants? These are the descendants of the same people coming. ألم يجعل كيدهم في تضليل. Did he not make their deception, their measures to go astray? وَأَرْسَلَ عَلَيْهِمْ طَيْرًا أَبَابِيلَ. Send them those birds and kill all of them who had attacked. So, Abraha is gone. Now, that Christianity is somehow entrenched in the area. There's one man here, a very wise man, the Archbishop. His name is Abu Harith. He's the Archbishop, like we have the Archbishop of Canterbury here. He was the Archbishop of the whole Hijaz and Yemen. That is why Prophet wrote to him. Otherwise, Prophet didn't write to anyone. We know that in the sixth year of Hijrah, Prophet wrote to heads of states, Persia, Egypt, other states, and one letter he sent to this Abu Harith. What was the letter? I call you in the name of God, God of Jesus, God of Ibrahim and Ishaq and Yaqub, the way the Prophet wrote in his letter. God of Ibrahim and Ishaq and Yaqub, submit to Allah when you are safe. And if you do not submit, I fight you. Now, this was very threatening for these people. And of course, Prophet knew that there is something good in these people in Yemen, you know? There was something good in these people in Yemen. Wrote to them, come, submit. Abu Haritha opened the letter. And this is when Prophet, peace be upon him, has actually made a fame for himself. The whole Arabia is now under his control. Army is becoming very formidable. So Abu Haritha didn't know what to do. There were two politicians, very clever politicians. You know, these people of Yemen are very wise, very wise. If we go into the history, we see how many of these Yemenite people have had high posts of because of their high intelligence. He called them, these were probably political leaders of the area. Their name were Aqib and Sayyid. This is the letter I have received from the Prophet, from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Muhammad. He's calling us to Islam. What do we do? Both of these men, he called them one after another, not together. They said, don't we have in our books that a prophet is going to come in that area? Maybe he is the prophet. So let's not rush. Let's go and listen to him. He may be an imposter. He may be just someone after power. But let's go and see. Okay, they started the journey. Abu Harith, the Archbishop, Sayyid, Aqib, so you see, the leaders of Yemen are on their way. Along with another large group of people, they say altogether there were 60. So they brought a large congregation of people from every intellectual section of their society so that they see with their eyes who this man is. We have heard a lot about him. Let's go and see who this man is. They say when they were coming, this Abu Haris had a brother. They were sitting on two laps of one of these things that they put on the camel. And in the middle of the way, the camel flipped and they fell. And the brother said, God curse this man. Why are we going there? Look what difficulty we are having. And Abu Haris said, don't curse him. He may be a prophet. Don't curse him. We are going to see whether he is a prophet or not a prophet. They came. Long journey, of course, from Yemen. Of course, people of Yemen were familiar with people of Medina because they, and people of Mecca especially, because they had these journeys, business journeys every year that the Quran mentions that إِلَافِهِمْ رَحْلَةَ الشِّتَاءِ, it was safe. They had business journey in summer to Syria, business journey in winter to Yemen, so they were very familiar. They knew many of the companions of the Prophet, actually, these people. So they entered Medina, they went, they rested, they put on their robes. You know how Christians are obsessive about very glorious sort of dress. They think that this would somehow make an impact, impress people of faith. So they put their golden sort of crowns and golden jewelries, golden belts on them. They went into the mosque, all the 60 of them. And Prophet finished the prayer. They were sitting there, they stood up. Prophet looked at them and passed. Even did not say salam to them. Oh, it was very strange. Very strange. Prophet receiving a guest like this. So prominent guests from faraway land. And he does not even say salam to them. Just looks at them and passes by. Now, the companions were surprised. Why Prophet is behaving like this? Why? They went to Uthman and to Abdul Rahman Auf. They knew, as I said, they knew many companions of the Prophet. They said, is this the way your Prophet behaves with guests? They said, no. And we are surprised. Why has he behaved like that? The only person who may know why Prophet behaved like that is Ali. Of course, Ali knows the Prophet very well. So they went to Ali, peace be upon him. Ya Ali, what has happened? He said, the only thing I can say why Prophet did not even look at you is the way you dress. You are a religious man. You are a religious man. You talk about God, and then you put all this gold and silver around you. Of course, that's not something that Prophet likes. So, they went, and this is a lesson for us, isn't it? It's a lesson when you are a man of God, you have to be simple. These golden or this purple things that the priests wear, it doesn't impress man of God. It impresses people of this world, you see. Not impressed man of God. So, next day they came, they had taken off all those jewelry and everything, and Prophet smiled, salam alaikum, received them very warmly. And as far as I remember, said, this is not the way Jesus was behaving, the way you behaved, the way you dress. He reminded them of life of Jesus. Just you'd compare the life of Jesus, the way he dressed, the way he actually was seen by the people, and some of these priests and popes, the way they dressed. So, Prophet received them. They said, we have come to discuss about this letter you have sent us. What is your message? He said, I call you to Islam. They said, what is Islam? He said, Islam is to worship one God. and do not take each other as arbab, as lords. They said, we are already Muslim. If this is Islam, we are already Muslim. He said, you are not Muslim. Why? Because you worship human beings, you worship Jesus Christ. And you actually place some of yourself above others. So, I call you to worship of God. They said, what do you say about Jesus? All these are actually mentioned in Surah Ali Imran. The first about 80 verses of Surah Ali Imran is revealed about this issue. And lots of their discussions are there in between the verses. We have to actually find out through these verses, we find out what were the discussions between the Prophet and these people. Okay, what do you say about Jesus? Jesus was a human being. If he was a human being, how come he was born without father? So it shows that his father was God. And Allah revealed, إِنَّ مَثَلَ عِيسَىٰ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلَ آدَمٍ خَلَقَهُ مِنْ تُرَابٍ ثُمَّ قَالَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. You say Isa is God because he doesn't have father. What do you say about Adam? He didn't have father and mother. So he deserves more to be God than Jesus. The example of Isa alayhi salam is like the example of Adam alayhi salam. God created him out of clay and said, be, and it was. And Jesus, Allah said, be to him in the womb of Mary. He was. They said, we follow Ibrahim. As I said, I am actually somehow gathering these bits of discussion from the verses which are there around this issue. We follow Ibrahim. You follow Ibrahim? Did Ibrahim behave like you, dress like you? إِنَّ أَوْلَى النَّاسِ بِإِبْرَاهِيمِ لَلَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُ وَهَذَا النَّبِيُّ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَاللَّهُ وَلِيُّ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. The closest people to Ibrahim are those who follow him, not those who claim that have a claim on Ibrahim or anything. No. That's what we say. Our Aima have said, the closest people to Aima are those who follow him, not are those who claim that you follow them. Claiming is not important. What you do is important. Well, Ibrahim was a Christian and Jew. And a Jew, and now they are losing the bat, the ground. You say about Ibrahim, was Ibrahim a Jew? Was a Christian? Well, Ibrahim was following the same faith, the same book. Wow. Ya Ahl al-Kitab. Makana Ibrahim, yes, thank you very much. It's in the same way. Makana Ibrahim, Yahudiyan, Wala Nasraniyan, Wala Kenkana Hanifan Muslima, Wa Makana Minal Mushrikin. He was neither a Jew nor a Christian. He was a Muslim. He submitted to God. Ya Ahl al Kitab, Lima Tuhajuna fi Ibrahim. Why are you arguing about Ibrahim? Wama unzilat al-Tawrat wal-Injil illa min ba'dih. Afala ta'aqilun. Torah and Injil were revealed after Ibrahim, and you say Ibrahim was following Torah and Injil? Now, they lost ground. They were defeated in the argument. But they said, no matter what, no matter what, we want to follow our faith. This is when this verse was revealed. فَإِنْ حَاجُّوكَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الْهُدَىٰ. Now that everything is clarified for them, everything is clear. وَإِنْ حَاجُّوكَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَكَ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ. Thank you. مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَكَ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ فَقُلْ تَعَالَوْ نَدْءُ أَبْنَاءَنَا وَأَبْنَاءَكُمْ وَنِسَاءَنَا وَنِسَاءَكُمْ ثُمَّ نَبْتَهِلْ. Let's do ibtihal. Now, this mubahala means to call God to bring curse on the liar. This is what the verse is describing. Now, Mubahala is something that prophets do. When this verse was revealed and prophet said, okay, let's do mubahala, they hesitated. Immediately they hesitated. Mubahala is something that prophets do. And if this man, if he is not sure about what he says, he never calls on mubahala, especially people like Archbishop and all these high-ranking Christians. But they can put curse on anyone. Now he, the prophet, is saying that they prevaricated, says what to do, and they said, give us time until tomorrow. Give us time until tomorrow. But okay, go. They came. Now I tell you what, it's very interesting. The Archbishop was convinced fully, but he couldn't say. Aqib and Sayyid, the politicians, were convinced fully, but they couldn't say. These people who were with them, they were representatives of tribes, many tribes there. What should we do? The Archbishop said, because he was convinced by the Prophet completely, he said, tomorrow we see. If he brings his close, the dearest ones to him, and I think this was just a tactic, it was just some sort of evasion. The Archbishop didn't want to do mubahala in the first place. He just wanted to just convince his own people that we don't do it. He knew this man is confident. So if he comes with his close relatives, we don't do mubahala. If he comes with all his people, his numbers, just like kings. Kings rely on numbers. Prophets rely on faith. One man of faith for a prophet is equal to 1 million, isn't it? Wow. Ali ibn Abi Talib is equal to all the companions. Hey, it's the degree of the faith. Okay, you know this story. Tomorrow he came. Who are Abuna Ana? Is Hassan and Hussein alayhi wa sallam. Now this incident, when it happened, we don't know for sure. Some historians say it happened in the 10th year after the conquest of Mecca, year 10. It may have been after the conquest of Mecca, but it cannot have been year 10. Because if it's year 10, we know in year 10, for sure we know this, in year 10, on 18th of Zilhijjah, Prophet was in Ghadir Khum. Okay? And he couldn't have come to Medina so quick, so that on 24th of Zilhijjah, that every historian says this happened on 24th or 25th of Zilhijjah. So he cannot come that quick to be there. So it should have been either just before conquest of Mecca, or just after it. Year 9, year 7, something like that. Now, why I mention this? Because Imam Hussein was born year 4. And now if it's year 7, he is 3 years old. If it's year 9, he's 5 years old. But apparently he was younger, because Prophet was actually carrying him. So this could not have been year 10. So was carrying him, the Prophet was carrying Hussein alayhi salam, holding the hand of Hassan. Who are Nisa'ana? Wives of the Prophet? No. All those faithful wives, women in Medina? No. It's only Fatima, peace be upon her. It's only Fatima, peace be upon her. Who are Anfusana, ourselves, is Ali. Ali and me, Ana wa Aliyun min shajaratin wahidah. We are from the same tree, we are one. Ali and the Prophet are one. Now, Fakhreddin Razi, the Sunni Ash'ari Mufassir scholar, very famous, you know. he reports, and this is a hadith from Sunni sources, and then after that he writes, هذا الحديث كالمتفق عليه. This hadith is something that all unanimously have accepted. He mentions that he came with Hassan and Hussein alayhi salam, and all historians mention this is not something that someone can doubt. Yes, of course, the Salafis started to say that this is the creation of Shia. If this is the creation of Shia, why Muslim has reported this in his Sahih? Why Ahmad ibn Hanbal has reported, is this a creation of Shia? You see, they are not men of reason. They just want to be prejudiced. And this has started with Muhammad Rashid Reza, who denied this, denied the concept of Mahdi, denied many things, saying that these are creations of Shia. I tell him, he was the student of Muhammad Abdu, and they are the founders of Ikhwanul Muslimin and the Salafiyya in Egypt and in other places. I tell them, this is the creation of Shia, Islam is the creation of Shia. If this is the creation of Shia, Islam is the creation of Shia. Because if you doubt this, you doubt everything in Islam. Now, Fakhruddin Razi says, هَذَا كَالْمُتَّفَقَ عَلَيْهِ. This is something that everyone unanimously have reported. When before prophets going to start Mubahala, he had a black cloak. He put these four under his cloak and said, Allahumma ha'ula'i ahlu bayti. So bring your ahlul bayt. What Allah is saying, bring your ahlul bayt. Your spiritual ahlul bayt. Of course, wives of the Prophet are from his ahlul bayt. But not the spiritual ahlul bayt. They're just relations, okay? Like, for example, son of Nuh is from his Ahlul Bayt. Naturally, that's why he thought he will be saved. But Allah said, قُلْنَا يَا نُوْ إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ مِنْ أَحْلِكَ. Your son is not from your Ahl. I define for you who's your Ahlul Bayt. And Prophet, peace be on him, defined for us who is the spiritual Ahlul Bayt. And then Fakhruddin Razi says, this verse was revealed إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لَيُذْهُبَ عَنْكُمُ رِجْسَ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ. We know that this was revealed earlier. But apparently, Prophet, peace be upon him, repeated that verse there. And some thought that it was revealed there. إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لَيُذْهُبَ عَنْكُمُ رِجْسَ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ. Now, the Prophet went. Till they looked, Abu Harith, the Archbishop, Aqib, Sayyid, they are watching these 60 people. The Prophet put his knees on sand and sat down. Archbishop said, you know, this is the way Prophets sit when they want to do Mubahala. Do not do Mubahala. This is the way when the Prophets want to do Mubahala, they sit. And I advise you, just either become Muslims or pay jizya. Aqib, what do you say? Same thing. I don't want to do Mubahala with these people. Sayyid. Archbishop said, these people I see here, this is reported in Zamakhshari, in Fakhruddin Razi, in all Sunni sources you see this. The Uskuf, the Archbishop said, the faces are I see there. If they ask God to remove these mountains, Allah will remove them. So, do not do Mubahala with them, otherwise the whole Christianity would be vanished from the face of earth.
Sallu ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
They came to the Prophet, said, we changed our mind. We don't want to do Mubahala. Okay, submit to Islam? No. We pay jizya. It's very interesting. The Prophet, peace be upon him, set a very, very little jizya on them. Less than khums. Less than zakat. Just 80,000 dirham, which were 2,000 hullab fabrics, Yemeni fabrics, which every year 1,000 in Yam, in Safar, 1,000 in Rajab. Very little jizya. I said, go. When, before they depart, the archbishop went to the prophet and submitted. I cannot say it in public. No one would accept from me. But I submit. They started to move out. Aqib came to the prophet, wrote some gifts, and submitted to Islam. You need the clever ones, the heads. And then they went back. And soon after, you see, they all became Muslim. Soon after, they all became Muslim. These Yemenis are Muslim for a long time. The Prophet, peace be upon him, sent Amirul Mu'mineen to Yemen to collect this jizya. And they loved him. They loved him. And this is why people in Yemen are lovers of Ahlul Bayt. They loved him. So initially we may say that they rejected or something, but that had an impact on them. The heads, sometimes the heads accept, but the people do not accept. They cannot do anything. Like, for example, Qawm Tubba, they say the king had submitted to the prophet, the people did not submit. Sometimes the people submit, the king doesn't submit. You see, this is how human society is, how human society works. The important thing, now the lesson we learn from this is that, as I said, no one is chosen people. No one. The Jews, once they were chosen by Allah. فَضَّلْنَاهُمْ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ. We gave them things that we did not give to anyone in this world. All those prophets, miracles. Okay, God chose them to do that. Then they did not appreciate. God leaves them. And still they say, we are chosen people. Yes, one day you were chosen. Because of your forefather Ibrahim alayhi salam, because of all the goods that those prophets did, but you didn't want it. لُعِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِن بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ عَلَى لِسَانِ دَاوُودَ وَعِيسَى بْنِ مَرْيَمَ. Jesus and David cursed you. Go. Once he chose this, أَصْحَابُ الْأُخْدُودِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about them highly. One day they become oppressors, Allah leaves them. Allah chooses Muslims, gives them the Prophet. لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah has done great favor on mu'mineen. إِذْ بَعْثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ. Has done this great favor to Muslims. They kill Imam Hussein. Go. Leave you. Let Banu Umayyah and Banu Abbas and Mongols rule you. This is the consequence, isn't it? We think, why Muslims are in this situation? You know what Muslims have done in the past? Which ummah except Banu Israel have killed people like Imam Hussein alayhi salam? This is the Muslim ummah have done it. Okay? Allah leaves them. Now, the important thing is that, as I said, Allah is not relative with anyone. Allah hasn't given sort of a blank check to any nation. If you are good, I'm with you. If you are evil, I have nothing to do with evil. I wash my hands from you, as Allah washed his hands from the Jews. Those Jews who did all those things. I don't say every individual, I'm talking about nations. Allah washed his hands from them. Allah washed his hands from those who rejected Isa alayhi salam, later on making Christianity the way it is. Allah washed his hands from many Muslims in history. Washed his hands from Muslims who killed Imam Hussein alayhi salam in the first place. So, if we want to be with God, as the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, this is my last word, and inshallah, this is a mu'izah for myself first, and for all of us. إِنَّ أَوْلِيَائِي You see, the Quran said, "Inna awla an-nas bi Ibrahim lalladhina taba'uhu wa hadha an-nabi walladhina amanu wallahu waliyul mu'minin." Allah is friend or guardian of the believers, not claimers. Believers. Okay. Now, the closest to Ibrahim are those who follow him. The Prophet, peace be upon him, says this, my last word, "Inna awliya'i," those who are close to me, "al-muttaqoon, man kanu wa ayna kanu," my awliya are muttaqoon. Who were they are? Wherever they are. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi tahirin.